listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
FEC.gov, they discovered startling donation patterns from supposedly unemployed individuals. Now, let's take a look at some of these numbers. Four unemployed individuals donating a staggering $197,993.68 across, you ready for this? 23,416 separate donations. That's an average of 10 donations per day, every day, since January 1st, 2023. Does this sound like genuine grassroots support to you? So let's break it down. These suspicious donations. First, we have Carolyn from New Jersey, living in an apartment and listed as unemployed. She somehow managed to donate over $53,000 through 5,998 separate donations since January 1st of 23. The bulk of the donations, 36,000, went directly to Act Blue across over 4,600 transactions. But it doesn't stop there. She also made donations to various Democrat campaigns and PACs, including Bob Casey for Senate, Jeffries for Congress, and Nancy Pelosi for Congress. So how does an unemployed person living in an apartment have this kind of money to throw around? Next, we have Sandra from California. Also unemployed and living in an average house, she donated $30,000, or just over $30,000, ready for this, across 66,000, almost 6,800 donations. Again, the majority went to Act Blue, just over $19,000, over 4,870 donations. She also contributed to Rosen for Nevada, HMP, and even Harris for President. That's right, folks. Direct donations to Harris campaign from an unemployed individual. And then there is Thomas from Wisconsin. His listed address is just a plot of land, yet this unemployed donor managed to give, you ready for this? Just shy of $70,000 through 2,600 donations. A whopping 34, almost 35,000 went to Act Blue in 1,600 separate transactions. He also donated to the Progressive Turnout Project, Retired Americans PAC, and once again, Harris for President. And then we also have here, this is Amy. Meet Amy from Oregon, another unemployed donor who somehow scraped together $42,000 for about 8,000 donations that Act Blue received. Okay? Now, they received $29,000 from her across 5,500 transactions. She donated to AmeriPAC, Moms Fed Up, Elect Democratic Women. Now, my friends, these patterns are not just suspicious. They are downright alarming. So how are unemployed individuals making thousands of small donations totaling tens of thousands of dollars? And why are they spreading these donations across multiple Democrat campaigns and PACs? But it gets worse. Tony Saruga, another investigator, he found over 400,000 new Act Blue accounts created in just 30 days. Now take a look at some of the emails that were sent by the Harris campaign. They're practically begging for $1, $2, $3 donations, but there's a twist that reveals just how deep the rabbit hole goes. You ready? In this email, you can see
this is a report by Gary Franchi at Gary Franchi.
$3.
Next News Network breaking down what a lot of people are investigating and researching, including people like Project Veritas, who actually hunted these people down, and James O'Keefe, I should say, found these people and went and asked them, "Have you made $100,000 of donations?" And they're like, "What? No, I have no money. What are you talking about?" All of the donations, all the grassroots support, all of the media transformation, suddenly realizing that Kamala is super cool and competent and awesome. It's all fake, folks. It's all fake. It's all lies. Donald Trump got convicted of 34 felony counts for, mislabeling a check. But these people are committing fraud on an enormous scale, millions of dollars. Will anything be done? We don't say anything about it. We'll be back on the other side with your phone calls.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The American Journal. Most of the show is talking about media manipulation on a variety of different topics. There's some interesting things going on. The UK apparently just passed a law to make illegal transgender children, like giving children transgender puberty blockers, things like that. The High Court has just ruled that the emergency ban on puberty blockers introduced by the UK government was in fact lawful. This is seismic. We must never allow children to be irreversibly harmed in the name of ideology ever again. So somehow the UK is breaking through the transgender madness. By the way, the AC went out in here, so I'm going blazerless for the first time maybe ever on American Journal. We're going to get it fixed. Don't worry. Let's go out to your phone calls. We've got, let's go to QC in Virginia is next on the line. Wants to talk about the Trump assassination. Go ahead. QC, you are on the air.
Ah, Mr. Smith, the connection continues because of you. Yes. There are many structures they establish, first of all, and it's the knowledge. They want to control everything. Think about these Trump people. They want to control everything. How much we learn from what happens because some leak it. People such as InfoWars, you release this information. But some find that the information is hard to deal with. In other words, Trump is an Anunnaki. It's hard to believe. Look at the bloodline. Check out how Biden, his great-great-grandfather, is British, okay, first of all. Now, is British. And so, same thing with Trump, same thing with Kamala Harris, her Jamaican father, and her Indian mother, all traced back to the British. Think about the dominant nation of slavery or that part of the world by the British. So, that's the root. They are part of an Anunnaki like the Ijiji. The Ijiji were a tribe that were enslaved, like much of us. They have the creation. Trump is a part of the bullet missing. Okay, Kennedy was shot in the head. That's because they know a secret. And the secret is this. You come back with information, knowledge, wavelength, electromagnetism. You come back with data, information. InfoWars is dangerous, believe me, because you are allowing this information, that secrets that come out. However, you're a great news source. So he turns his head, and yes, the person was behind him was the designated target, not Trump. Not Trump. These people have created us. Anunnaki created us. How much knowledge do you think these people are that they can appear interdimensionally? Well, sir, that's what happened. It's crazy to think of it, but they've been in control all this time. They created the narrative. They control the information, and that's why they allow. But why is InfoWars still going on the air? It's because of the information that you allow to come out, which is the other side. There's always the left, the right, the up, the down, the black, the white. Well, information that you propose allows us to go forward. Think of a magnet, a negative and a positive. You need that on your car battery when you stop. See, these things are always what makes productivity. So they are afraid. So you have to exist. You have no reason other than to exist. Your existence is written in the heaven. It is written in the stars.
Well, look, like I said, I mean, especially with the Trump assassination attempt, we witnessed a miracle. Like, I don't know how else you want to parse it. We witnessed a miraculous event that happened right there, which is somebody who believes in God means, yeah, that was supposed to happen. And I'd say in many ways, the survival of InfoWars is, yes, also miraculous in some ways. But it's not something that happens without our participation, right? It's kind of hard to enunciate, but it's like we have to be. I sort of agree with you, right? It's like there is something metaphysical about, like, there needs to be a pushback to the evil. There needs to be a good to counterbalance the evil, but it doesn't exist without your participation, without your involvement in it. So thank you very much for the call, QC. I think what we saw with the assassination of Trump, there's a lot still there's a lot still to be uncovered. There's a lot still being covered up. Who this guy was, the shooter, why he was allowed to do what he was allowed to do, and so many people in so many different offices knew what he was up to, where this cell phone that was connected to the FBI building, what that's about, his overseas accounts, whatever that means. There's still a lot to pick apart here. The idea that it was fake, it's like it couldn't have been. I mean, just look at the evidence as it exists. Look at it like, I don't know, somebody who's just totally unassociated. You just bring Sherlock Holmes back from 200 years ago and just give him the evidence of what happened and parse it out that way. Look through it in just a very logical way of, like, it happened on live TV. It could not have been fake. Whatever we saw had to have actually happened. There's absolutely no way that you're going to set up a situation. Trump's going to go, yeah, shoot my ear. Shoot my ear from 400 feet away. Don't hit my head. Just shoot my ear. I mean, I'm not sure what you're saying about the guy who died being the real target. That I definitely don't agree with. But yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm open to the other ideas. I've just seen nothing compelling to suggest that there were more than one shooter or anything of the sort. I know there's video out there, but I don't get it. I don't get a lot of the speculation around the Trump assassination. We all watched it live, so it's kind of strange. Anyway, thank you for the call, QC. Let's go to Pedro in Michigan. Wants to talk about the memory holing of the assassination. Was even assassinated? Maybe not a bullet. It maybe never happened. Google's never heard of it. Pedro, what assassination attempt?
Yeah, I kind of figured they would try to start this off, you know, immediately, and they did, Harrison. I mean, I got up the next day and got the paper on the 14th, pulled up the New York Times, physical, old school newspaper. Trump hurt, but safe after shooting. Boom, starts right there.
Yeah. And has not ended, even in the slightest. But why do you think they're doing it so blatantly, though? Like, do they really think they can memory hole this assassination attempt? Do they really think that, you know, just because people, it's a little harder to Google, that it's not going to stick in people's minds? Like, why would they do it in such a blatant, obvious, and stupid way?
I think they still think there's a lot of stupid people out there. I mean, there's people still wearing masks. So that says it all right there.
That does, doesn't
it? So they're just going to keep pulling it and keep pushing the same thing. You know, they're trying to Oswald this thing, trying to go with the lone shooter. That's the next phase of it. Yeah. And then now you have, you know, old Chris Ray saying he wasn't shot. So what else are they going to do?
Yeah, and, you know, the JFK assassination connections, it's another one of these things where it's like, you know, the reason that people started questioning the JFK assassination is because the video clearly showed something different than the official story. Back into the left, right? Back into the left. I mean, he clearly is shot in the face from the front. Like, you take the official story and you compare it to the evidence that you have, and you go, okay, there's a disconnection here. There's a inconsistency or there's something missing or whatever. And then you start looking into it. What I feel like is happening now is you're taking a story that is not, it doesn't really have any holes in it, doesn't really have any inconsistencies, pretty clear what happened. But people are digging into it like it's the JFK assassination. I just don't think it is. I don't think it's like the JFK assassination. I think it's much more like maybe the Reagan assassination attempt would be a better thing to compare it to. A setup.
Yeah,
something, something that was allowed to happen.
And definitely pointed to,
yeah,
to that type of angle.
You know, I just keep thinking about like what the world would be like. I mean, we're 2 weeks on at this point from the assassination attempt. And like, can you imagine the world that we avoided by millimeters? Can you imagine, you know, what this would all look like? Would Kamala Harris be the, you know, presumed nominee of the Democratic Party right now if that hadn't happened? Would Biden have dropped out? Who, I mean, it's just, would we just be in civil war? I mean, who knows? Who knows what we avoided? But thank God we did. Thank you for the call, Pedro. Let's go to Chuck in Baton Rouge. Wants to talk about a video of the assassination no one has seen. Okay, go ahead, Chuck. You're on the air.
Well, I'm going to go full-blown conspiracy theorist here.
Okay.
Okay, there is a lady that's just to the right of the podium. She's holding a sign during the shooting. She's holding a sign, and right before the shooting occurs, she drops her sign, picks up her phone, and as Trump is grabbing his ear, everything's going on, she is holding still like a tripod. She ducks one time, but the crowd is going nuts. She's just sitting there. No movement whatsoever. I can't find her video anywhere. Is it being suppressed? Or, here's my theory, she's a plant. She was there to record it for the deep state.
But if we're watching the video right now, if the crew can back it up a little bit, she doesn't pull her phone up until the shots are fired, though. So she's not filming prior to the shot. She's sort of looking around. But you know that again was something we noticed on the first day when we were first watching back on the assassination attempt. It was like, look, the whole crowd is looking to the left before the shots are fired. Like clearly there was a commotion and people are looking. And it's not till the Secret Service, you know, swarms Trump that she pulls her phone up. So, yeah, this was one of the first things that people pointed out. They thought that her behavior was suspicious. I really don't see her behavior as that suspicious, personally. And I forget who it was. Laura Loomer, somebody, actually got in contact with this woman and got a statement from her. So there is information about who this woman is. But, it's one of those things that I just don't know how much you can read into that. I mean, she sort of ducks like everybody else. She, you know, after it happens and everything's going crazy, she pulls up her phone and is either taking a picture or recording. But, you know, nothing in her behavior makes me think she has foreknowledge or anything. And
with
a lot
all of those cameras in the background, how come we haven't seen any of those views, though?
Well, we have. We've seen some of them. We've played some here on the show. Not all of them were filming during the assassination attempt, but certainly many were filming just after. And here's one of the views here. And, you know, again, this is the problem with like the FBI not being trustworthy is in a properly functional society. Ideally, all the people that filmed would like the first thing they would do would be like hand that information over to the FBI and let them collate it and quantify it. And, you know, even if it ever came to a trial, the chain of custody, like it starts with the person who captured the video, and you would have like a trial where the people who captured the video would have to be called as witnesses to sit there and say, yes, I captured this video. Yes, this is the video I captured. No, it hasn't been manipulated. Here's who I gave it to. And then you'd bring that guy in and that guy would have to testify. Yes, this is how I got this. This is how I got this video. This is the process I did to, you know, ensure that the video was real. I mean, all these things would be done if we had a FBI that was trustworthy. Instead, you know, probably the FBI sent out notices to everybody going, we need all of your information right away. And the people dutifully hand it over and then it just disappears into the abyss and we never see it again. So, yeah, this is another one of those things. This woman, how much can you really read into like not having the appropriate response during this totally unexpected event? I just don't see it. I don't see anything suspicious happening here. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's a plant. Maybe she knew it was going to happen. But, you know, if you watch it back, I suggest you watch it back because she does not pull up her phone until after the Secret Service swarms them. So if she was a plant, she missed her big shot. She missed her big opportunity to film the event from behind, unfortunately. So, yeah, another thing that people have been talking about since the assassination happened that I just don't see any validity in really looking into that much. But again, I could be wrong. I'm not here to, you know, just crush anybody's conspiracy theories. There's a lot of outlets who do that. That's not what you're here for. I'm just telling you what I believe and what I've seen and the conclusions I've come to. Agree with him or not. Thank you for the call, Chuck. Let's go to Tom in Florida now. Wants to talk about some of the veiled threats against Trump. Tom, you're on the air.
Yes, you're such a great host, man. I'm so rude to my friends. I'm like, what's your point? But may I say, I really like the X3 has totally, and the nitric boost totally changed my life. Like the pollen or times, whatever, everyone's sneezing and hacking in their lungs and respiratory, and during that my arms would swell and be painful underneath. It's like virtually just disappeared. And like the lungs are great, and I feel wonderful with this stuff. So it's definitely a game changer and a plus.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you very much. Nitric Boost, 40% off right now. I believe X3 is on sale as well with the Save InfoWars mega sale, up to 60% off our top products. Get them today, and I suggest you try out some of the InfoWars MD line. That's the secret sauce. That's the premium line there. But thank you very much for that, Tom. For the plug, but what did you call in to talk about today?
Well, 100%. I want to love to see the X3 on Dr. Jones Naturals. But so with the Chuck Schumer, back to the assassination, like, I don't know the order, but a good while ago, Chuck Schumer was like, we have six ways to Sundays to get you. Mm-hmm. And then you start getting the CIA or just the whoever these guys on, like MSNBC, what the news channels talking about, oh, well, they'll kill Trump. And, you know, then Alex like, hey, that's the last step. And all you guys, that's the last step. We got to kill him. And then so when Chuck Schumer puts out the cheeseburger, it didn't make like the day they pulled the trigger on him. I was like, oh, my God, like this just might be some unintelligent stuff.
Yeah.
But like the cheeseburger, like the raw meat on the grill with Chuck Schumer was like, in my mind, the day they tried to kill him, I was like, dead meat, only one hamburger had cheese on it. There's always more than one person eating a cheeseburger. So maybe that was like a sign, like, hey, now let's get ready. We're going to pull the trigger, you know, with the raw burger was dead meat, then cheese, the one. I know the Michigan lady, I still didn't look up her picture. I don't know if she only had one slice of cheese or multiple, but that's just, you know, whatever out there. But, man, with the X3, I would say rock on. I want to try all the stuff, but I got one bottle, and I have to get, like, three more right now. And y'all have a nice day, man, and keep doing a great job, man.
Well, thank you very much, and we will, of course, continue to do our best. Again, you know, I think, personally, it's more likely that Chuck Schumer is just an out of touch weirdo that doesn't know how to grill burgers. I don't know. Maybe that was a sign, but I don't know. Also, I assume the lack of cheese is a kosher thing. Jews who are really strict never eat meat and cheese on the same plate. So I sort of assume that was something to do with that, but I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? And of course, like, this is the thing. They don't need to be subtle. They aren't subtle. I mean, maybe there's like some symbolism in the photos they put out, but they also just go on TV and say the intelligence community has six ways from Sunday of getting back at this guy. And you know, that quote sort of goes back to the line I was saying about the CNN line. So what is this? When I said on January 3rd of 2017 that the intelligence community has six ways of Sunday from getting back at you. It's another, like, you know, the FBI has come in to quell this political firestorm. Like, no, they started the firestorm, just like they started the combat with Donald Trump. Donald Trump he didn't come out swinging at the CIA. He didn't come out with his first speech going, and by the way, the CIA are scumbags and I'm going to destroy them. And then CIA like, oh, okay, you want to go? Let's go. No, they went after Trump. Trump said, these guys are going after me. Then you got people like Chuck Schumer going, Trump has made an enemy of the intelligence community. No, the intelligence community made an enemy of Donald Trump, and he responded. But they always have to put the put the emphasis and impetus on the victim. So they're just doing it out in the open now. It's all very, very obvious what they're doing. And it's they are relying on the imposed ignorance of the American people to continue to get away with it. But thank you very much for the call, Tom. Let's go to Alex in Nevada. Trump is the man. I agree, Alex. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you, Harrison. You're an awesome dude. And all of InfoWars and behind the scenes, you guys are just something that I can't live without. I've been listening to Alex since the day one that he came online and on air way back when. And so, hey, I want to give a plug and a thank you for even the Alex Jones doing his recorded plug when he talks about 1% of the audience. Just one more 1%. Buying any of the products would help energize the InfoWars. That'd be great.
Personally, we'd never have to ask again. And that's why, like, even if you aren't into the supplements, you buy toothpaste, right? It's just like, why not buy your toothpaste with us? It's you got to buy it from somebody. Just buy it from us. It would, like, we would never have to plug again if that was the case. But everybody who's listening to me, if just 10% of the people listening to me just replaced one product that they buy from some big box store, just get it from InfoWars.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Just shop there, get something, and you'll find out it's great, and you'll probably want to get more products too. But yeah, thank you for your support, and thank you to everybody who supports us. And everybody who doesn't, well, you have to live with that. You have to live with that on your conscience. But no, we'll continue to fight as long as we have the ammo to do so. And by ammo, I mean money. Thank you for that, Alex. But go ahead. What do you want to talk about today?
All right, so you know, I've watched Trump. I'm not just a few years behind him in age, so I've watched him pretty much out of curiosity all my life, and through his bankruptcies and all the things that he's done, and so I know his character. You know, there's been times when I've not liked him, and there's been times where you know he's okay, but when he came in to be president, it was like a whole new Trump, a whole new kind of guy, and I want to tell you just to flash forward to the recent events where the sad things that happened to the individuals around him at the Trump rally, where one got killed, two got injured almost mortally. No one really talks about that. I mean, severely. But then his reach out to the families. I mean, no one but Trump does that kind of level. No one. And that's absolute positive reinforcement of his character. I mean, all of the things that you can say bad about him, all the things you can call him good for over the past, decades. Mm-hmm. You know, his character stands true, and that's just all there is to it. And you can't argue that.
You're exactly right. And if you go back and read The Art of the Deal, so much of his behavior makes sense. And if you read Art of the Deal and actually pay attention to the lessons that he's giving in that book, like you'll become better at a lot of stuff. Like immediately after reading that book for the first time, it gives you a different perspective on the world, and you can see the world through Trump's eyes. And it's also a reminder that like this dude was not just some like reality show star. He was not some celebrity. He was not just some CEO guy. Like this book was written in the 80s, and it was like the early 80s, and he was going to lunch with the Cardinal, and he was a big deal, a big political deal 40 years ago. So, you know, that's one of the other sort of memory hole things is people are like, he was just a reality star. And it was like, no, they made a reality show about him because he was already a world famous and powerful magnate. Who was incredibly successful and beloved. They want to bury that.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, We caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Let me take some Brain Force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And liars with a big screen of Klaus Schwab and Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates. English singer Morrissey displayed images of Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci, and Bill Gates on a big screen as he sang about criminals during a live performance in Las Vegas. And apparently there are still a few superstars out there not controlled by the enemy. Absolutely incredible stuff. Folks, next thing I'm going to say, if you're perfect, this isn't for you, all right? If you're just totally perfect, completely healthy, if you're never tired and never get hurt and never have any aches and pains, you can ignore this next part. For all of those human beings out there who occasionally need to feel a little better, might I suggest InfoWars MD line of supplements? Just an incredible collection of premium supplements that are all unlike anything else we offer. Better Mood Plus, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, CBD Full Spectrum. And I know our audience, whether it's the Mushroom Max or CBD, it's things that people have asked, you know, where's the InfoWars version for a while? Well, there it is, InfoWars MD. Go check out the InfoWars MD line of supplements. They are all on sale at an introductory price at InfoWarsStore.com. Hit the Wealth and Health and Wellness tab, and you'll find InfoWars MD. Click that, and you'll see all of the incredible supplements that we have on offer there. And again, they're all a little bit different, just as powerful as the stuff that you know and love from InfoWarsStore.com. So there's something for everybody. Everybody is something that they need a little help with, could use a little boost every once in a while. And InfoWars MD is there to help you get to that nearly perfect state that we all wish we were in all the time. InfoWars MD line of supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, now on sale, and I think 25% off every single product at InfoWars MD. We're going to go back out to your phone calls. I think I may have to save for tomorrow just because we still have a lot of callers that I want to get to. I want to do a thorough discussion of the strike on Israel. The headlines are troubling. Israel says all-out war imminent after Hezbollah rocket slams into soccer field, 30 casualties. But there's some intricacies here. There's some nuance to this that you're not seeing from the headlines. Things like, we're not actually sure if it was a Hezbollah rocket or if it was a Iron Dome missile. Now, regardless, Hezbollah was shooting rockets at a military base. It's not really in the... And Hezbollah has denied this attack. They said it wasn't their missile. It's happened before. In previous conflicts, Hezbollah missiles have hit this community. It's the Druze, D-R-U-Z-E. They're a very interesting religious bunch. And again, it's going to take me a while to get into this, so I don't know if I'll be able to fully, you know, explain what's going on in this segment. We may have to wait for tomorrow to do a full-fledged breakdown of this. But Hezbollah has before. They've been firing missiles at Israel and you know, accidentally hit the Druze community. And they didn't deny it in the past. They'll come out and say, yes, that was us, and we're very sorry. We didn't mean to hit you. Because the Druze, they're not Israeli citizens. They were offered, if I understand it correctly, they were offered Israeli citizenship and rejected it. So they're really under military occupation by Israel. They're in the Golan Heights, which is a plateau that's sort of above Israel that represents a very important strategic area for Israel, because if Israel's enemies were to take that spot, they would basically have an unobstructed overview of the rest of Israel. It's an elevated position above the rest of Israel, so it's strategically important for that reason. It also has massive oil reserves, and there's an American company, I believe it's called Genie Energy, if I'm not incorrect, but it's American-Israeli with the rights to extract oil from that area. But under the UN official designation, it is not Israeli territory. It is Israeli occupied territory, and the people there are not technically Israeli. They're under Israeli governance, but they're not citizens of Israel, and they're not, you know, Jewish settlers. They're Druze, which is this. They're Muslim, but they like Jesus more than normal Muslims. Like, I think they take communion, if I'm not incorrect. So, like, they're like half Christian, half Muslim. And you might think, like, okay, so they're like moderate Muslims, but they're actually like super extreme in a weird way. And there's always kind of a tit for tat. It's never really assured which side they'll be on in any conflict. Sometimes they're on the side of Israel. Sometimes they're on the side of Israel's enemies. It's like they're interesting. They're an interesting ethnic and religious conclave or enclave, I should say, in this area. Whether the missile was a Hezbollah one or an Iron Dome missile, you know, I still think you got to sort of blame Hezbollah. They're the ones firing missiles, and Israel's trying to defend itself with the Iron Dome, and something goes wrong. You know, you still can't really blame them for trying to protect themselves, and you know, you're going to have it's like almost inevitable that something like this would happen. We got enough missiles flying from enough directions, you're going to have catastrophes like this. Not to downplay it at all, it is a tragedy. 30 casualties, at least 10 killed, 9 victims among the several dozen injured are said to be in critical condition, many of them children, some as young as 10. This apparently was a strike on a soccer field. But either this was a misfired Hezbollah missile, but they deny that, which again, in the past, when this type of thing has happened, they didn't deny it in the past. They came out and said, yes, that was us, and it was an accident. We didn't mean to, et cetera, et cetera. Now the Druze are pressuring Israel's government and basically saying, you need to do something about this. We're under your protection. We're under your military occupation. Netanyahu better, you know, do something strong back. It's a very convenient timing, since Israel clearly has been ramping up for wider conflict in the north, possibly an invasion of Lebanon. For the last several months, they've been gearing that up. So I get why people would think it's a false flag, because it's sort of so perfect, so coincidental that this were to happen, to give sort of the impetus, give the cover to do what they were going to do anyway. I get why you'd be suspicious of it. There's just a lot of interesting and nuanced parts to this. And in a way, it almost seems like kind of like the Trump assassination. There's a lot of suspicious things there. It was sort of too perfect for people to believe. I think that's part of it, is, you know, just the fact that it was so miraculous. People go, there's no way this was real. This had to be fake. Sort of the same thing with the missile hitting the Druze community, where it's like, okay, this is too perfect. This is too in line with what they wanted to happen anyway. But then if you look at everything that happened, it's like, I think this was a mistake. I think this was an accident. I don't know whether it was an Iron Dome missile or, and in fact, we have the video here. Clip 8, footage circulating shows the moment this misfired Iron Dome missile struck a stadium. So it does appear to be going straight up and then straight down, which would, and the explosion did not seem like the missiles that Hezbollah used. It did seem to have a much smaller explosive charge, which would be an Iron Dome. A lot of moving parts here, but it could be the impetus for war.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice. The silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this.
because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. KirkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Segment of the American Journal for this Monday morning broadcast. After a week of sort of silently watching by as the media madness took hold, I spent most of the show just talking about just the sheer blatant, unrelenting lies from the left. And so we'll have a lot to get into tomorrow. Let's just say we'll get into what's going on in Israel. I also want to talk about a very disturbing event with Russia and China flying out of the same base and menacing our Alaskan territory and prompting a response from the American Air Force that has never happened before. Every month or so, we'll hear a story of Russian aircraft sort of getting a little close for comfort for us. What's happened here is even more intense, and there's some implications that I want to get into. Again, we're going to have to dig in on that, so we'll have to do that tomorrow, as well as a lot of political maneuvers going on with the 25th Amendment and things being unearthed about how the replacement of Biden took place. And I haven't even been on air since Kamala Harris became the presumptive nominee, and everybody learned she was an amazing, perfect person. It's all absurd. And I haven't talked enough about that today. And some of the COVID numbers coming out, absolutely mind-boggling. Some official counts are now saying 700 million excess deaths on the books following the vaccination program. This has been called an extinction-level event from Ethical Skeptic. Ages 0 to 24, all natural causes of deaths include COVID, is in excess of 26.4%, or 13 sigma. That, of course, excludes suicide, overdose, accidents, behavioral, and 999 deaths held for disposition. The cognitive dissonance is off the charts as well. And again, just as more people look into this, there's been some population studies in places around the world. I believe Vietnam is having massive excess deaths, and they seem to align perfectly with the data that Barry Young came out with from New Zealand showing their excess deaths. So it's on. the mass depopulation program was very successful and continues to be so. So we'll have to get into that tomorrow as well. Let me take a moment here to read out a post from Blair at Skiffle Girl, one of our favorite accounts at InfoWars. She says, I immediately applied Dr. Jones Natural Super Silver Wound Gel to the bite site and has had some really amazing positive effects with our supplements. So again, we just appreciate people spreading the word. I thought I'd mention that because people call in and talk about how good the products are. But I also love seeing just randomly on Twitter, people just talking to each other. I use this product. Well, really, I use this one. It's really good for this. It's really awesome for this. They're great products, I guess, is my point. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to get them. InfoWars MD line of supplements is a underappreciated set of really powerful supplements. InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air and in the fight. One of these things, I was searching it today, and I guess I must have used a different search result because I was searching for the Paris blackout. The Olympics, following the satanic nonsense of the opening ceremony, apparently Paris was plunged into blackouts, and the only place that was still lit was Montmartre, this I'm sorry for my pronunciation, but this basilica that sort of sits above the city was like shining bright white light, and everywhere else was in darkness. I searched that earlier today, and there's all these headlines that are like, social media claims there is a Paris blackout. It's like, wait, was there a blackout or not? What do you mean social media claim? You should know this. I mean, you're the press, you're the media, you're the newspaper. Why can you not tell me whether or not there was a blackout? Why are you saying social media users claim? This is either a fact or it isn't. It's just one of these things where it's like, what is real anymore? I don't even know. I assumed it really was a blackout because of all the photos and pictures and videos of the blackout. But then you go searching on Google and they're like, blackout? Yeah, there's some social media posts, but what do you mean blackout? It's very weird how you just can't trust anything anymore. Paris hit by power blackout, claim social media users. It's like, what do you mean claim social media user? Did it happen or not? Just one of these things. It did happen, by the way. Yes, it did. Breitbart has this story. Basilica shined as technical anomaly blackout plunged Paris into darkness after debauched Olympic ceremony. On Saturday evening, around 11:40 Paris time, power was cut to tens of thousands of residents in the French capital. While there was initial speculation of potential sabotage, this has since been ruled out, with the local energy firm saying that it came as a result of a technical anomaly. But again, how much of that do you trust? Interestingly, symbolically, you may say, the church that was lit up, that did shine like a beacon over the darkness of the rest of the city, was actually constructed in 1870 in the wake of the defeat of Emperor Napoleon III to the Prussians. The bishop who called for this building to be created argued that the new basilica dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was necessary to redeem France from the moral decay brought on by the French Revolution. So it's just kind of amazing that you see this totally degenerate, horrifying, satanic, sexualized mess of an opening ceremony, which itself is the obvious end result of what started during the French Revolution, that chaotic bloodbath that followed the path that basically all communist revolutions have taken ever since. It's amazing that following this display, that the only place still lit in Paris is the monument that was built as a monument to the victims of the French Revolution and to save that city from the moral decay of the French Revolution. Very symbolic, very meaningful to me. Meanwhile, there has been sabotage, as InfoWars reports. Fiber optic networks sabotaged in France. Fiber optic networks in France have been sabotaged in six areas, according to French police. The capital, Paris, has remained ineffective. The sabotage occurred just 3 days after another deliberate attack on France's high-speed rail system, timed to coincide with the opening of the Paris Olympic Games. Travel was disrupted for hundreds of thousands of people. French Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin says the authorities believe the ultra-left movements could be behind the attacks. Well, what do you know? French security services have identified a certain number of profiles who could have committed the sabotage acts, he says. He added that the attacks were intentional, very precise, and extremely well-targeted. This, he says, is the traditional mode of operation of the ultra-left. The question is simply whether they were coordinated or acting independently. And Archbishop Vigano, who we featured on this show many times for standing up against some of the excesses of the current Pope and Catholic Church, he's excommunicated for his activism, issued a blistering statement on the Olympic opening ceremony, describing it as blasphemous and vulgar, a spectacle, only the latest in a long series of vile attacks on God, the Catholic religion, and natural morality by the Antichrist elite that hold Western countries hostage. Yeah, powerful stuff. Appropriate. Appropriately powerful. Let's go out to your calls now to close out the show. Vets Kid in Missouri has some news for us. Go ahead, Vets Kid. You're on the air.
I do. Hi, Harrison. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
Listen, can I start by referring you to a podcast called Veteran Biker, where I heard some fantastic news this morning about the Navy SEALs class action suit. Over 4,000 guys who were destroyed by refusing this injection started a lawsuit 4 years ago, and they won.
Oh, fantastic. Well, so they were fired because they didn't take the shot, sued over that,
yeah,
and the decision has gone in favor of them. Fantastic. So do you know what the outcome of that is?
I know that they are right now in the process of being restored or made whole through contacting, you know, their congressmen and whatnot. But they had all been dishonorably discharged. You know, they couldn't get benefits. They couldn't get housing,
yeah,
or loans or anything. So I figured you might want to look into that, especially Owen. He has a heart for veterans.
For sure. Absolutely. So the crew just pulled up the story here. Navy SEALs, sailors who refused COVID vaccination will have records expunged after a legal settlement.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, that's fantastic.
We needed some good news, honey. We needed some good news.
That is certainly some very good news, but still just should be the tip of the iceberg here. But another victory as we attempt to undo the damage done by the scumbags and their binary weapon system of COVID and the vaccine. Thank you very much, everybody, for being here with us. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war! And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold. kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere telling you, the New World Order's coming. It's here.